From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. officials say that a top Islamic State leader has been killed in Iraq. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. An NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Max Abrams is a terrorism expert at Northeastern University. He says that so-called decapitation of terror groups is not always effective.
The very fact that we're not even sure whether the very top leadership of these groups has been killed, I think attests to the fact that the strategy really isn't all that effective.
This is not the first time that al-Hayali has been reported dead. Late last year, a senior Defense Department official said that he appeared to have been one of those killed in a strike by a U.S. drone in November and December. Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and uncertainty about plans to raise U.S. interest rates caused investors to sell off stocks on Friday. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% or more by the close. European stocks fell around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also off sharply. Concerns about faltering growth in China, the world's second-largest economy, also pushed down the prices for oil and other commodities, with crude costs falling below $40 per barrel for a while, a new six-year low. This is VOA News.